Our church tradition is on the last Sunday of the liturgical year, we pause and recognize Jesus Christ as King of the universe, King of all that is, things that we know and things that we don't know. Probably the most awesome title we have for Christ, King of the universe. But it's interesting, this particular gospel in the three cycles is a little bit different than the other two gospels that we hear on the other liturgical years on Christ the King. In year B, we listen to the story of Jesus standing in judgment before Pilate, and Pilate questioning him, "Are you a king?" In year C, Jesus is actually hanging upon the cross. People are mocking him, saying, "If you're a king, come down from there." The two accused beside Jesus mock him. But in this particular gospel, we see something a little bit different. We see Jesus ascending to a glorious throne, gathering all the nations to him, and then sorting things out. For some, it works out, and for some, it doesn't. And it's interesting because we have to wonder, where are we going to be in the end of time? Are we going to be to the right of Jesus or to his left? Now, as people of faith, we come here in this Eucharist, and this Eucharist that takes place here isn't bound by time or space. What we celebrate here, we believe we are celebrating with Christ when he took bread for the first time, gave it to his friends, and told them to eat it. We believe that this is an eternal liturgy that transcends time. But we step into here out of the world. And we only spend a short amount of time here to give worship to our God and hopefully to receive the grace of this sacrament, because we have to step back into the world when this liturgy comes to an end. And what we need to do is what Christ is telling us in this evening's gospel. We need to be people of hospitality. We need to be constantly prepared to meet the needs of anyone to whom we come into contact. That's a challenge, especially in this broken world. I read a snippet of a story where a pastor was coming to a new church, and no one knew who he was yet. So he decided on the first day of his assignment, he dressed as a homeless person. And he came into church, and he sat in the back of his church. And he witnessed how people treated him, or mistreated him. And then the time came when one of the church leaders stood up and introduced the pastor. He stood up from the back of the church, walked forward, stepped into the pulpit. You can imagine what that must have felt like for the parishioners who may have walked past him, who didn't meet his needs. How prepared are we to meet the needs of the least among us? How readily are we able to just respond in the moment to meet the needs of someone we don't know? We have to pray for strength in that, because in this moment, we're all here. We're all at the right of Jesus Christ. We're all experiencing eternity and salvation together. And that's a good thing. But Jesus is the King of the universe, not the King of just this world. And Jesus left a legacy for us in this world to treat others the way he treated them when he was on the planet. How prepared are we to live that legacy? We come here to be strengthened in the Eucharist. The Eucharist of eternity. Let it bring our prayer as we come forward that we can be strengthened in the moment so that when we step out into a broken world, we won't overlook the least among us. We'll be courageous enough, hospitable enough, generous enough to do what we can to meet the needs of the least among us. That needs to be our prayer, because it's so easy to forget that. It's so easy to lose sight of that. Even in the gospel, the sheep and the goats, when Jesus said, "I was hungry and you gave me to eat," even the good people didn't recognize that. Well, when did we give you something to eat? Because it's so easy for us to miss the point. So let us pray seeking that as we receive the abundance of Christ's love in the Eucharist, as we worship this King of the universe, that we can be empowered to make this world simply a better place.